time. In the 60s, there were many, many students in our schools and many, many families, many more than we have now. Over 2,000 families were members of Park Synagogue. The congregation found that it needed to rent space for high holiday services in other places around the community, and so they decided to add on to the main building. Where to add? There was a ravine running right alongside the main building, and so the only place to add a significant addition was on the other side of the ravine, the north side of the ravine. There had to be some way to get from one side of the ravine to the other. They put a beautiful room called the bridge, which is actually a bridge. The water in that flows through this ravine runs right under the building, right under the bridge, this room. The bridge originally was an art gallery. It is now used for various synagogue functions, but it still has wonderful artwork in it, including a art installation by the living Israeli artist Yaakov Agam. It runs along the whole eastern side of the bridge. It's made of sliding plexiglass panels that anyone looking at can move on tracks to form a variety of colors. Yaakov Agam's philosophy is that the viewer of his art be a co-artist. He does a lot of moving installations. In Israel, he has fountains that revolve and the colors move. He has artwork that when you look at it, the colors appear to be moving. And this piece that was commissioned by one of our members is really the ultimate in moving colors. So you can take the red panel and the blue panel and put them over each other and form purple and so forth. It's a wonderful, wonderful piece of art, and we feel very, very proud to have it here at Park Synagogue. On the other side, the far side of the bridge as you walk through it, is a large area called Kangaser Hall. This is the main addition that was put on in the 60s.